Allah. Abu Dharr, when he hears the recital of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he shouts, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. Tufail al-Dawsi has come. He has been informed that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Muhammad is claiming prophethood. He comes, he wants to listen to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's recitation. His intentions are to take out the faults of the Quran. His intentions are to take out the mistakes of the Quran. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reciting the Quran. He is listening carefully. He is waiting for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to make a mistake. He is waiting to take out the fall of the Quran. But he utters, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. Jubair ibn Mut'im, he comes to Madinat al-Munawwara. His intention to free those kuffar that were taken as prisoner in the Battle of Badr. This is his intention. My brothers, he comes. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in salah, he is reciting, Wattur wa kitabin mastur fi raqim manshur wal bayt al-ma'mur wal saqf al-marfu. Jubair ibn Mut'im says, every time Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited a verse of the Quran, it was like my heart was going to come out of my body. I could not tolerate it. The Quran is being recited. Inna adaba rabbika lawaqi. He cannot bear it. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadur Rasulullah. My brothers, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in a place called Batni Nakhla. It is time for tahajjud. He wakes up for tahajjud. He engages himself in tahajjud. He begins to recite the Quran. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recites the Quran in such a beautiful voice, in such a beautiful and pleasant style that a group of jinn listening, Inna samina Quran al ajaba. Verily, we have heard a wonderful recital. Uta la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. The Quran was pulling each and every one of them in their magnetic field. The Quran was taking their wives, it was taking their children, it was taking their slaves. Their families were leaving them, their wives were leaving them and embracing Islam. Their children were leaving them and embracing Islam. Their slaves were leaving them and they were embracing Islam. History testifies that the kuffar were ready to sacrifice their lives to obliterate Islam. Here the Quran has come with a challenge. It has come with an easy solution. The Quran is saying, give me 3 verses. Just come with 3 verses. And Nabi sallallahu, and you will not need to sacrifice your life. You will not need to kill Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You will not need to kill the Muslims. The Muslims will not give you difficulty. The Muslims will not put you into difficulty. Come with just 3 voices. In spite of being gifted with spontaneous eloquence, nobody was able to take the challenge of the Quran. And nobody will be able to take the challenge of the Quran. As the Quran was a miracle yesterday, the Quran is a miracle today. And the Quran will remain a miracle till the day of Jesus. This is the miracle of the Quran. Musayyam al-Kazzaf, he claimed prophethood a short period before our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left this world. Musayyam al-Kazzaf, his followers persuaded him to challenge the Quran. After a lot of time and effort, I was behind it. Copying Surah Al-Fil, he came up with Al-Fil wa Mal-Fil wa Ma'adraka Mal-Fil Lahu Zambu Wabir wa Khurtum Tawil. This is the best he could come up with. Meaning, an elephant. And what do you know what an elephant is? It has a short tail and a long trunk. This was his Quran. This was his challenge. This was his Surah. Even his blind followers, though they accepted his Nabuwa, they begin to criticize him and curse him for what he calls the challenge of the Quran. Ibn Muqanna, a master in Arabic literature, in Arabism, poetry, gifted with spontaneous eloquence, persuaded by his friend, after heavily praising him, his friends persuaded him to take up the challenge of the Quran. They gave him 1 year's expenditure. He isolated himself. After 6 months, they paid a visit and asked to see what he had produced so far. There was a heap of torn papers lying beside him. He points in regret and shame that this is the best I could do. Ibn al-Jawzi relates in Al-Wafa that Abu Muhammad Muslim Nahwi was once given a lecture on the miracle of the Quran. He was given a talk on the miracle of the Quran. A shaykh who was a master in Ilm al-Balagha and Fasah, in Arabic literature, was also present. He exclaimed with pride and aggression that once the Quran got that the poets are not able to produce. This is what he remarked, this is what he said. He took pen and paper, went to his room, promising that after 3 days, he will bring something similar to the Quran. 3 days. 3 days passed, and he did not return. When paid a visit, they found that he was no more. His hand had dried on top of the pen. Never mind challenging the Quran, he could not even pick up the pen because his pen had dried. This was the price of aggression and pride. The Quran, nobody has lived to its challenge, and nobody will live up to its challenge. The Quran is exactly as it was revealed 1400 years ago, though many attempts have been made by the Kuffar to alter the Quran. Many attempts at this very moment in time and in history. Yahya bin Aksum narrates that the King Mamun Rashid would hold many gatherings in which religious masail, religious problems were discussed and solved. In one of the meetings, everybody was given permission to come and participate in these gatherings to solve the religious masail. It was open to all, Muslims and non-Muslims alike. In one of the gatherings, a very smartly dressed Jew for a change, a very intelligent Jew came. فَتَكَلَّمْ فَأَحْسَنَ الْكَلَامُ وَالْعِبَارَةِ When he spoke, he spoke very eloquently. Mamun Rashid, impressed with his speech, gave him da'wah. أَسْلِمْ حَتَّى أَفْعَلَ بِكُ أَسْلِمْ Embrace Islam and we will treat you well. We can do with people like yourself. But he refused. دِينِ وَدِينَ آبَائِ I cannot leave my religion and the religion of my forefathers. He returned. Next year, this Jew came again to the very same meeting, but this time not as a Jew. He'd embraced Islam. And he spoke on matters pertaining to fiqh. Mamun Rashid asked, مَا كَانَ سَبَبُ إِسْلَامِكَ Last year you were a Jew. I asked you to embrace Islam, but you refused. And this year you have come as a Muslim. Tell me what made you embrace Islam. He replied that after last year's meeting, فَأَحْبَبْتُ أَنْ أَمْتَهِنْ هَذِي الْأَدْيَانِ I decided to test all these religions. Because he was a very good writer, he made 3 copies of the Torah. He wrote 3 copies by himself. 3 of the Bible and 3 of the Quran. He says, after I had written these copies, I made alterations. I added many things on my own behalf, and I omitted many things. After I had done this, I took the 3 copies of the Torah to the synagogue and presented them to the rabbis. The rabbis were very happy. After having read the books, they treated me well and respected and honored me and paid me well. They purchased the Torah. I took the 3 copies of the Bible to the church and I gave them to the priests. The priests, like the rabbis, paid me well. They took the Bibles and gave me a good price. He says, when I took the 3 copies of the Quran to the masjid, and when the shaykh read the Quran, they threw the Quran away. And this is not the Quran that was revealed to Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When you bring the Quran that was revealed to Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we will purchase it. He says, because of this, knowing that the Quran is the only book that it is exactly as it was revealed, I embrace Islam. This is the miracle of the Quran. That the Quran, in spite 1400 years have passed, the Quran is exactly, every word, every letter is exactly as it was revealed to our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yet to this very day, the kuffar are trying their utmost best to alterate the Quran. But this is the miracle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it will remain as it was revealed. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ نَحْنُ نَزَلْنَا الذِّكْرَ وَإِنَّ لَوْ لَحَافِظُونَ And today we Muslims have threw the Quran away. We believe in secularism. Leave the Quran. The Quran is old. It has all things. Let us follow the West. Success lies in following the ways of the West. Whether we say it with our mouths is irrespective. Because our deeds are clearly saying it. We talk like the kuffar. We walk kuffar. We dress like the kuffar. We don't follow the Quran in any respect. It seems very foolish because the Quran is the solution to every problem. The Quran itself says, وَلَقَدْ جِئْنَاهُمْ بِكِتَابٍ فَصَّلْنَاهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ حُدًى وَرَحْمَةً لِقَوْمٍ يُؤْمِنُونَ مَا فَرَّطْنَا فِي الْكِتَابِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. That we have nothing inside the book. The problem to every... The solution to every religious problem is the Quran, and the solution to many non-religious problems are also in the Quran. Look at Maimuna bint al-Baghdadiyya, a very pious woman of her time. Ibn al-Jawzi narrates that she said, "Ka'azana jarun lana," that one of our neighbors would always give me taklif, always put me into difficulty, always give me ida. She says, "Fasallaytu rakatayn," I prayed two rakat nafil, and knowing that the Quran is the solution to all problems, I turn to the Quran. She says, "Fakaratu min fatihati kulli suratin ayatan hatta khatamtu al-Quran." I opened the Quran and I recited only the first verse of every surah. 114 surah, that means she recited 114 verses. Only the first verse of every Quran, of every surah, and she did this till she finished the Quran. She prayed to Allah, "Allahumma kfina amrallah," "O Allah, take care of my neighbor." She says, that very night, my neighbor woke up. He slipped, he fell, he slipped, he died. That very night. Her son relates that in our house, one of the four walls of the house, there was a hole in one of the four walls, main walls of the house. Thus that particular wall had become weak and was on the verge of collapsing. She seen this wall that it was on the verge of collapsing. Did not stand in hand and a plumber to rebuild that particular wall. She said, "Haati rukatan wa dawatan," give me a pen and paper. فكتبت في الركة شيئا, she wrote something on the paper and said to me, "دعو في سقف من," put it inside the hole. I put it inside the hole. He says, for 20 years that wall did not fall. Though before I put this paper in, that wall was on the verge of collapsing. 20 years that wall remained as it was. He says, فَلَمَّا مَاتَتْ ذَكَرْتُ ذَلِكَ الْكِرْطَاسِ, after she died, one day looking at the four walls of the house, I remembered that I had put that paper in that particular hole. He says, that I went to that wall, I took out the paper. As soon as I took out the paper, فَوَقَعَ الْحَيْدِ, the wall fell. I looked inside the paper and I saw that my mother had written the verse of the Quran, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُمْسِكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ أَن تَزُورَ, that Allah holds the heavens and the earth, let them from their places. يَا مُمْسِكَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ أَمْسِكُ, the one who holds the heavens and the earth, let them move from their places. Oh Allah, hold this wall, let it move from its place. 20 years that wall did not fall because of the verse of the Quran. As soon as the verse of the Quran was taken out, wall fell. The Quran is the solution to every problem. Suffering from a headache, suffering from any other illness, turn to the Quran. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, Surah Al-Fatiha, cure for every illness. It is the guarantee of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The hadith can be found in Sahih Muslim, narrated by Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiyallahu ta'ala an, Ba'athana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fi sariyati 30 rakib, fanazalna ala qawmin min al-arab, fasa'allahum an yadayifuna fa'abaw. A group of Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala an majma'in went on for a journey. They happened to pass by a tribe of Arabs. As it was the custom of the time, feeling very hungry, they asked for hospitality. But they refused. It so happened that the chief of the tribe had been bitten by a scorpion and was on the verge of dying. They tried every medicine, but he was not being cured. There was no cure. They say that the tribe turned towards and asked, "Is there anybody from amongst you who can make dawa?" We replied in the affirmative. But we said, "We are not going to make them till you give us something to eat." The tribe agreed to give them 30 goats. One of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu majma'in very simply recited Surah Al-Fatiha. 7 times he recited Surah Al-Fatiha and he made them, and the chief of the tribe was cured. Yet he was bitten by a scorpion. It was poison that was inside his body. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Fatiha is the cure to every illness. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cannot be wrong. That is different, that our iman is weak and we recite the Surah Al-Fatiha believing that it's not going to cure. That is a different thing. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you will be cured, you will be cured.
You have an appointment in the morning, you find it difficult to wake up. The Quran is the solution. Read the last three verses of Surah Al-Kahf. قُلْ لَوْ كَانَ الْبَحْرُ مِدَادًا لِكَلِمَاتِ رَبِّي إِلَىٰ آخِرِ السُورَةِ. Think of the time that you wish to get up, and inshallah it is a guarantee that you will get up next morning. On the motorway, lost your way, turn Surah Yasin, you will find your way. Guests have arrived all of a sudden. You fear that the food will not be sufficient. Hadith says, turn to Surah Yasin, the food will suffice them. You're a businessman. You could do with a few extra pounds. It is narrated, read Surah Al-Waqi'ah, and you will see the few extra pounds. You will see the barakah in your business. The Quran is the solution to all problems, yet we have thrown the Quran away. And without a doubt in my mind, it is because of this that we have been humiliated by the kuffar time after time. How true our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was when he said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَرْفَعُ بِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ أَقْوَامًا وَيَضَعُ بِآخَرِينَ. That Allah raises many people by the means of this book. Allah elevates many people. He gives many people respect and honor in both worlds, in this and the next, by the means of this book. وَيَضَعُ بِآخَرِينَ. Allah degrades many others by the means of this book. Our Salaf, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een, fulfilled the rights of the Quran. The Quran raised them. The Quran elevated them. From the Bedouins of Arabia, they became the shining stars and imams of the world. And today, we do not fulfill the rights of the Quran. We neglect the Quran. And today, we have become the slaves of the kuffar. Before I finish, the Quran has two main rights. The first right of the Quran is that it be recited and recited daily. At one time, there were people from amongst this very ummah that would recite the whole Quran on a daily basis. The whole Quran on a daily basis. Narrated, فَقَدْ كَانَ يُحْيِي اللَّيْلَ بِرَكْعَةٍ يَجْمُعُ فِيهَا الْقُرْآنِ. Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an, in just one rakah of the witr prayer, would recite the entire Quran. Ibn Zubayr radiallahu ta'ala an, would recite the whole Quran on a daily basis. Imam Shafi'i rahimullah would recite the Quran once a day in months other than Ramadan, and when it came to the blessed month of Ramadan, he would recite the whole Quran twice a day. Sulaym bin Aksum will recite the whole Quran three times a day. These were our elders. These were our forefathers. These were the Salaf. And today, never mind once in 10 years, many of us find it difficult to finish the Quran once in a lifetime. Many of us, after we have finished the maktab, the madrasa, many of us leave this world without having finished the Quran once. Why? What is our mentality? What do we believe? We believe by purchasing the Quran, then covering the Quran with a beautiful ghilaf, then putting the sacred book on the top shelf of some cover, we have fulfilled the right of the Quran. This is what we believe, this is our mentality. Yet the great Imam Abu Hanifa rahimullah says that the Quran should be at least completed fully twice a year. This is the first right of the Quran, that we recite the Quran and recite the Quran on a daily basis and recite the Quran correctly with tajweed and tartib. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, اِقْرَأُوا الْقُرْآنَ بِلَحُونِ الْأَرْضِ وَصْوَاتِهَا. The Quran itself commands, وَرَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلًا, that recite the Quran in a very pleasant style with tartib and with tajweed. Unfortunately, out of the handful of people that recite the Quran on a daily basis, the majority do not recite the Quran with tajweed. It is wajib to recite the Quran with tajweed. Thus, one who does not recite the Quran with tajweed is committing a sin. Especially our elders do not recite the Quran correctly. All due respect to my elders, but when the matter is brought to their attention, the reply being a very common one, only when it comes to the matters of deen, that I have become old and weak, I cannot do it. Our youngsters are no exception. When you hear our youngsters talking about the matters of deen, talking about the Messiah, they will talk about the Messiah which are above the sky. Their talk will shatter the mountains, yet when it comes to the basics of deen, they are not bothered. They will recite the Quran as they please, without tajweed. The what is the Quran saying itself? وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِذِكْرٍ فَعَلْمٍ مُدَّكِرٍ. That we have made the Quran easy to remember, then is there any of you that will remember it? Shaykh Qasim al-Nutwi rahimahullah memorized the whole Quran in 1 month of Ramadan. The whole Quran. In the olden days, journeying by ship would take months. a journey to Mecca from Karachi to Jeddah would normally take 5 to 6 months. Shaykh Qasim Nanutwi rahimullah says that in my first journey to Hajj, we set off in the month of Sha'ban. Ramadan came with its blessings, and we performed Taraweeh on the ship. On the first night of Taraweeh, the Imam recited the last 10 surahs, Alam Tara Kayfa Tawalla Nas. Surprised, I asked why he did this. I was informed that there is no Hafiz on board. He says, from that day I made firm intention that I was going to memorize the Quran. Shaykh Qasim Nanutwi rahimullah, every day would memorize one juz, one para of the Quran. And the para that he had memorized in the evening, he would recite it in Salatul Taraweeh. Thus Shaykh Qasim Nanutwi rahimullah memorized the whole Quran in just 1 month. He is not a special case. Shaykh Hussain Ahmad Madani rahimahullah memorized 2/3 of the Quran, 2/3 in 1 month of Ramadan, whilst in prison, and whatever he had memorized, he would recite it in Salatul Taraweeh. At that particular time, Shaykh Al-Arab wal-Ajam, Shaykh Hussain Ahmad Madani rahimahullah, was around 70 to 75 years old. 70 to 75 years old, he has memorized 2/3 of the Quran. When the Quran itself is saying, وَلَقَدْ يَصَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ, the Creator is saying that the Quran is easy to memorize. And you and I know to memorize the Quran in comparison with reciting the Quran with your eyes, with tajweed, memorizing the Quran is a lot more difficult. When the Creator is saying himself that the Quran is easy to memorize, then how can we say that the Quran is difficult to recite looking inside with tajweed? This is the first right of the Quran. The second right of the Quran, that whatever we recite, we act upon. We try our utmost best to bring the teachings of the Quran in every aspect of our daily life. Look at our elders. Our elders acted upon the Quran, they became the stars. Look at the great Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala an. Uyayna ibn Hisam comes to visit his nephew. He comes to Madinatul Munawwara. He stays with his nephew. His nephew, كَانَ مِنَ النَّفَرَ الَّذِينَ يُدْنِيهِمْ عُمَرَ. He was from amongst the Qurra, those that were very close to Umar. He says to his nephew, يَبْنَ أَخِي لَكَ وَجْهٌ عِنْدَ هَذَا الْأَمِيرِ فَاسْتَعْذِنْ لِي. You are very close to the commander of the faithful. You are very close to the Amir al-Mu'mineen. I want to see Amir al-Mu'mineen personally. Ask permission. He asks permission. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu grants him permission. He enters. He says to Umar, يَبْنَ الْخَطَّاب, O Umar ibn Khattab, إِنَّكَ لَا تُؤْتِينَ الْجَزْرَ وَلَا تَحْكُمْ بَيْنَنَا بِالْعَدْلِ. You do not give us what is due to us. You do not rule with justice. He is speaking with the Amir al-Mu'mineen. He is speaking with the commander of the faithful. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu's justice is well known throughout the Islamic world. All the Muslims know that Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu is just. This man, Uyayna, he has spoken out of the line. He has accused Umar ibn al-Khattab. He has accused the Amir al-Mu'mineen of something what the Amir al-Mu'mineen is not guilty of. It is the right of Umar to punish him. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu is on the verge of punishing Uyayna. Uyayna's nephew recites the verse of the Quran, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, Khudil Af, وَأَمَّرْ بِالْعُرْفِ وَعَرِدْ عَنِ الْجَاهِلِينَ. Show forgiveness, enjoy what is good, and turn away what is foolish, turn away from the ignorant. As soon as Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu heard this verse of the Quran, كَانَ وَكَافِرٍ إِنَّ كِتَابِ اللَّهِ. As Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu forgives Uyayna. At the time of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, women began to out of dowry. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu climbed on the mimbar. People لا تغالوا في صداق النساء. Or people do not mean the women. If I am informed he has dowry more than the dowry Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave to his wife, if I am informed that somebody has actually given more money in dowry than Rasulullah's wife, then Umar ibn al-Khattab will take the extra amount, and he will put this extra amount into the Baytul Mal. He will put this extra amount in the public treasury. It was a huge audience. People are there. The Muslims are there. A woman stands up from amongst the audience. She says, Jabna al-Khattab, O Umar ibn al-Khattab, O Amir al-Mu'mineen, you forbade the people to give more dowry than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given to his wife. The Quran is saying, وَأَعْطِيْتُمْ إِحْدَاهُنَّ كِنْتَارًا فَلَا تَأْخُذُوا مِنْهُ شَيْئًا. The Quran is implying that it is permissible to give as much dowry as you please. When Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu realized that what he has done in front of the whole audience, he is the Amir al-Mu'mineen, he announces, أَطَافَتِ الْأَجُوزُ وَأَخْطَى Umar. The Umar has made a mistake, and the old woman has spoken the truth. All of you are more knowledgeable than Umar. This is what the Quran is asking from you and I, that we try our utmost best to bring the teachings of the Quran in every aspect of our daily life. Whoever acts upon the Quran, whoever fulfills the two rites of the Quran, recites the Quran on a daily basis, acts upon the Quran, Allah will give him a status in this world which is equal to none other. Allah will give him respect in this world. Allah will give him honor in this world. And Allah will give him respect and honor in the hereafter. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the Quran itself will intercede on the day of judgment. The Quran will come to Allah and the Quran will say, Ya Rabbi, inna abdaka hada kana harisan ala an yattabi'ani wa ya'mal bih. This servant of yours, in dunya, he used to recite the Quran. In dunya, he tried his utmost best to act upon every verse of the Quran. He tried his utmost best to bring the teachings of the Quran in his life. Today he has come to you. It is the day of judgment. The Creator will be angry like never before. The Quran will say, فَآتِ أَجْرَهُ O Allah, give him his reward. He is waiting for his reward. فَيُكْسَعُ اللَّةَ الْكَرَامَ وَيَتَوَّجْ بِتَوَجْ الْوَكَارِ My brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will be given a crown of honor to wear. He will be given clothes of honor to wear. He will be given a crown and robe of honor to wear. Allah will say to the Quran, هَلْ رَزِيْتَ لِعَبْدِ هَذَا مَا عَتَيْتُهُ O Quran, are you satisfied? Are you happy with what I have given to my servant? The Quran will refuse, O Allah, I am not happy. Give him more. Allah will give him more. Allah will give him the ni'mas. Allah will give him the certificate of Jannah. Allah will turn again to the Quran, are you happy now with what I have given my servant? The Quran will reply in the affirmative, O Allah, now I am happy with what you have given to my servant. And finally, because brothers have memorized the Quran today, we should all invest in our children. We should work with our children and we should encourage our children to memorize the Quran. As the reward of memorizing the Quran is equal to none other. The fruit that one will receive on the day of judgment for his child memorizing the Quran and acting upon the Quran is equal to none other. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Ulbita walidahu yawm al-qiyamati tajam min nur, da'uhu mithlu da'i shams. That his parents will be given a crown to wear on the day of judgment, made out of nur, and the light of this Quran will excel the light of the sun. How happy do you think the parents are feeling now? The parents of those children that have memorized and finished memorizing the Quran today, how happy do you think these parents, his parents feel now? How happy do you think his parents feel when they are congratulated? When a normal person congratulates, the feeling is different. When a friend congratulates, the feeling is different. When a family member congratulates, the feeling is different. When alim congratulates, the feeling is different. Wallahi, the feeling is equal to none other. If his parents are feeling this feeling which is equal to none other today, though there are only a few hundred people, this is a very minor ceremony compared to what lies in the hereafter. The ceremony, the whole of mankind will be there. From the beginning till the end of time, the whole of mankind will be there. Every prophet from Hazrat Adam alayhi salam to Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be there. It will not be you congratulating the parents. It will not be an alim congratulating the parents. It will not be a nabi congratulating the parents. It will not be a wali congratulating the parents. It will be Allah, the creator of the heavens and the earth. He will congratulate the parents. The whole of mankind will be there. Their names will be called. O Abdullah, come forward. He will come forward. Allah, the creator, will place a crown on their heads. And the crown will light up the plane of resurrection. The crown will light up the plane of resurrection and everybody will watch it. Who are these people? Who are these people? Why have they reserved such blessings? If this is what they will receive on the plane of resurrection, the very same plane where the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam will be saying, Nafsi, Nafsi, that today we are afraid, we do not know what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to do with us. If his parents are receiving these blessings on the plane of resurrection, then tell me, what do you think they will be receiving in Jannah? If this is the honor and respect Allah will give to them in the plane of resurrection in front of the whole of mankind, then what do you think lies for them in Jannah? On top of this, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, after the crown of nur, فَيُكْسَى حُلَّتَيْنِ لَا يَكُومُ لَهُمُ الدُّنْيَا They will be given clothes to wear, which will be more valuable than the world and everything within it. And they will ask Allah, فَيُقُولَانْ بِمَا قُسِينَ هَذَا O Allah, why are we being given these ni'mas? It will be said, بِأَخْذِ وَلَدِكُمَ الْقُرْآنِ You invested in your child in dunya. You worked with your child in dunya. You encouraged your child to memorize the Quran. Your child memorized the Quran. Your child acted upon the Quran. And it is because of this you are being honored. And it is because of this you are being respected in front of the whole of mankind. On top of this, وَشَفْعَةٌ فِي أَشَرَةٍ مِّنْ أَهْلِ بَيْتِهِ كُلٌّ كَدْ وَجَبَدْ لَهُ النَّارِ 10 such members from his family for whom Jahannam has become wajib because of their sins. Jahannam has become wajib because of their sins. 10 such people, this Hafiz will intercede. Because of this Hafiz intercession, Allah from Jahannam will give him the certificate of Jannah. Go, you can go into Jannah because of this Hafiz. 10 such people from his family. Tell me which investment, the fruit of which is investment is equal to this. His family goes in Jannah, 10 such members of his family because of him going to Jannah, and he will be said to him, اقرأ وارتقي ورتل كما كنت ترتل في الدنيا فإن منزلك عند آخر آية تقرأ. Recite the Quran, keep on reciting the Quran, and keep on ascending to the different stories of Jannah. Recite the Quran like you did in dunya, with tarteen, with tajweed. Recite the Quran in a pleasant style. Your final abode will be when you read, when you recite the final verse of the Quran. He will recite the verse, he will ascend the story. He will recite another verse, he will ascend the story. He will keep on ascending to the different stages of Jannah. Because in one hadith, the stories of Jannah are equal to the verses of the Quran. When he finishes the last verse, he will be on the highest level on Jannah. And this is the reward his hearts will receive. Which reward is equal to this? How lucky and fortunate the parents are of these two children that have memorized the Quran today. And I begin by congratulating these parents, these two brothers that have finished memorizing the Quran today. Mawlana Zubair Sahib, who has put effort and time behind these children, and the masjid for providing such a facility. Inshallah, we will all see the reward of this in the hereafter. Allah give me the tawfiq to act upon what I have said. Allah give you the tawfiq to act upon what I said. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.